Bay Area Live from the WGBW studios at the City Deck Landing and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. You're simply the best. Better than all the rest. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Beautiful Tuesday out there. I love when I walk outside this time of year and it's a little bit nippy, a little chilly. I like that. In like 2 months, we're going to be like, oh my God, it's so cold when I go outside. But right now, it feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Oh man, it felt like about September.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Love that fresh, kind of clean air feeling. We had a perfect day yesterday. We had a great time at a night of golf course.
Yeah.
It was just fantastic weather and a wonderful crowd for a fantastic cause that's near and dear to both of our hearts, really. I didn't know a lot about it until, you know, we started hooking up here. But NEW Community Shelter, what you folks do. And again, people were amazed, Jim, because you guys had those little flyers where they were like, could we donate something? Because I'll tell you what, with Terry Reefsgard and the committee, whoever put this together, and I have done literally hundreds of golf tournaments, okay? More than hundreds. We both have, okay? Maybe 1,000 over, you know, 40 years or whatever. But you guys did something, or we did something. I wasn't a part of it, but it was just, you know, whatever, at the table.
You were a big part of it. Great.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is it wasn't my idea at all, but whoever's idea it was, in all the golf tournaments I've ever done, I've never seen this before. And it was a fantastic idea. And I think when we do our golf tournament next summer, which we're going to do, by the way, we're going to do this. People would come up, you know, to the table. And normally at golf tournaments, but every other hole, somebody's asking for money. Hey, $5 for this contest.
Or
10
20
bucks.
Or 20 or $20 bucks. And, longest drive. And just
and it gets pretty old. You know, it does. When you're playing, especially after a while, you get kind of...
It's like, come on.
Yeah. So anyway...
We're at hole 8.
You would pick up their certificate, and you'd be like, hey... closest to the pin, not closest to the tee, which you're saying sometimes. Closest to the pin.
Although that one guy would have won closest to the tee.
There were a few of them. It would have been a battle. But I just like the look on their face and say, closest to the tee. And they're like, what? So whoever duffs it the worst? Okay. But anyway, closest to the pin wins a $40 gift certificate to the pro shop. And they're all like, oh, okay, how much? Nothing. It's like, well, what do you mean? Nope, free. It's like, okay, so the closest for the day? Nope, closest in your foursome.
Right.
So every foursome had a winner for $40 to the pro shop. I thought that was a great idea.
Yes.
People loved it.
And they also liked...
The M&Ms.
We were there on behalf of New Community Shelter. That was the fundraiser. But, you know, I was just thinking when they were playing our intro song of Simply the Best and Green Bay being
chosen. And
again,
it doesn't mean we're the best. It's because Green Bay was chosen the best.
Well, John thinks it's because we're the best. But
no,
the reason
not.
I chose that music is because we are chosen as the number one city. But what a great example of our
representation.
City. It's just the businesses, the people that were there. And then they came up in New Community Shelter, which, of course, takes care of the homeless in our community, the only full-service homeless shelter. And then John and I... They did give us an opportunity to promote our show a little bit. Maybe
you are such a you should have been a carnival barker.
All right.
You should have been one of those guys. Oh. You should have been hey, folks, come here. The world's heaviest guy. Look at this, the world's fattest man, 700 pounds. Come on in. And the bearded lady.
But they did like the M&Ms.
And from Tanzania. You know what I mean?
Like, but it was fun.
The wild boy from Tanzania.
We promoted the new
raised by wolves.
Yeah. We promoted the new community shelter, but then we did segue into
the two-headed calf.
We did segue a little bit.
You would have been great at that.
M&Ms.
But anyway, okay. So we gave away the M&Ms for 99% wanted peanut.
Yeah, I was.
And
surprised.
The only ones who didn't said they had a peanut allergy.
Right, like two people out of you know.
We had 5 pounds of plain M&Ms still. We gave away every one of the peanut M&Ms, and you know what people were actually asking for? Peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah.
Those are amazing.
Yeah.
They are amazing.
We're not there yet.
The peanut butter M&Ms people were clamoring for. But it was a wonderful thing, giving away those $40 gift certificates.
Plus.
Phenomenal. But what I'm saying is when you hand out that little brochure, and people were like, well, can we just donate, you know, to the thing? And we weren't even expecting, we didn't have like a jar or something, but they wanted to donate. So we didn't do that. But we gave them the brochure. They were amazed at how low cost you guys have figured out how to feed people.
Yeah. I mean, we can feed, you know, we serve, you know, about 150 people a day for dinner. And then we have lunch on Saturday and Sundays. So, But it's just over a dollar.
It's amazing.
It is. But
I remember that one lady was like, well, for $100, how much?
Right.
And you're like, 150.
Yeah, right.
200 people. It was incredible.
Some of our product from, you know, American Foods Group and JBS, we get some food donated. But, I mean, we buy right. We obviously support the farmers market. But I want to say a shout out to the vendors. They always give us their cost. Maybe cost plus, you know, 5-10% for handling. But we buy right. And, yeah, it's amazing. I mean, when you get, you know, 150, 200 people in there, and you can do it for $250.
Incredible.
I mean, that's...
They were shocked.
Pretty cool. So people were sponsoring a dinner. They were sponsoring the lunch. And we also, you know, we give them, you know, we compliment them at the shelter. We put a sign up that this is being sponsored because, I mean, the homeless people, they'll be out of homeless with our program, you know, in 6 months or a year and a half. But they also need to know that it's not just us helping them. It's the community helping them. And we have a volunteer luncheon in November. We'll talk about that when we get closer to November. But and then
talk about November. Let's not even mention November.
But what I want to say, Johnny, is that the homeless people.
I mean, this summer has been so nice.
It is. Did you see the stretch we have for EAA?
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Man, but I just want to say that in November we'll have a volunteer appreciation, and the homeless people cook the meal and serve the meal. It's very cool. So they know it's not just us at any.
I got to be honest with you though, walking through your kitchen, and it's beautiful stuff. I don't know if it's equipped to make 150 pasties. I really don't. I don't. We're gonna
I still don't know what those are.
The pasty.
I know you do, and we'll do that.
We're gonna get some good Finnish ladies. If there's any good Finnish ladies out there, Sisu. If there's any good Finnish ladies out there, Sumikutsu, Makala. I'm speaking Finnish to them right now.
I get it. Why don't you finish and we'll... you've talked about that and I've been there.
You've never had a pasty.
I'll tell you, the community shelter has never served that. Is that a meal or is that an appetizer?
It's a meal. Oh, it's a full meal. Oh, I mean, we're talking... Oh, this will fill you up like nothing else. I'm serious.
All right. We'll do that. Let's work toward that. I think that would be... I don't think that's going to be our... luncheon for the volunteers. I think we're going to do something different, but you and I can maybe put together what's it called? Pasties.
And that place will smell so good. It's mind boggling. There's nothing smells better than a freshly baked pasty. Okay. You've got to trust me on this one.
I don't know how
to put it into words. It's like my favorite food when I'm on death row or if I'm on death row, that's going to be one of my favorite things I'm going to have.
All right.
Plus coconut shrimp, coconut shrimp and chocolate milk. It'll be so nice not to worry about how much I weigh.
That'll put you on death row, too, for the help. All right. Anyway, but thank you, Johnny. I mean, you know, people would come up to we worked the eighth hole, and we had this little tent, and John and I had a table, and we were promoting NEW and thanking them, as John said, giving out the gift certificate for the closest to the pin. But a lot of people recognized you and were happy to see you, and so was I, but it was really nice you were there. It was great for us.
Thanks. But it's 90% of the time it's like, hey, Milo, remember the time?
Right.
And it's like, you're not sure what's going to follow.
Right.
It's, hey, Milo, I remember one time we... Yeah.
And a lot of your life's been a blur.
So. Exactly.
But it was nice. You played along.
That was great.
You were a great co-host.
No, that was awesome. That's fun. Hey, one thing I want to talk about, though, too. I used to live in Phoenix, Arizona for 3 years. I've now had 18 straight days of over 110 degrees. I spent a couple of summers down there. Well, in college, I spent one summer down there working. I told you this, which shocked you after you saw me try to move a couch in here.
Yeah.
I worked as it'd be one of those temp services. You ever work a temp service?
I did not.
They'd call you at like 5 a.m. and say, hey, need somebody for this, need somebody for that. Which one do you want? And sometimes just say, you know, none of them. But what I always got called to do was one of two things, work in an orange grove or as a mover's helper.
Okay, just tell me about the orange. What does it mean, working
in the orange grove? What you had to do is you had to go on your hands and knees. It's a true story. Hands and knees and roll up all the old grass and everything like that to get rid of it. Because it was too thick to rake or anything like that. So you'd literally be on your hands and knees, and you had to wear long pants because otherwise you guys get torn up.
Right.
And you'd be rolling it into these big balls of dead grass and everything.
Was it hot?
Oh, was it hot?
Like this?
Yeah, it was like
crazy.
It was crazy for $2 an hour. That's what I did. Yeah. But one time, so let me tell you this quick story, okay? So one time, I was interning at the TV station in Phoenix, and I was going to summer school at ASU, and it was like this, about 114 degrees it was. I remember this point. So the night before, okay, we had to get in our final project or you fail the course because it was broadcast communications, and it teach you about deadlines, and you had to do a full, you know, package, as we call it in TV, all right? I go out in that morning, somebody stole the battery out of my car. Okay? Because the lowriders used to steal batteries all the time because they'd use like six to get the things bouncing. Okay? So I have to take a bus. I never rode a city bus before. And I get off in downtown Phoenix. I'm out of money. I thought it would take my money. I had to go on the street, person to person, ask for money.
Really?
Beg for money. But here's the deal. So I had flip-flops on, you know, like the rubber ones.
Yes.
And it was so hot, I was going into banks just to ask if I could stand on their tile floors, cool my feet off. For about 5 years, I had scars. The rubber part on the top burnt into my feet so horrifically. Then I had to end up hitchhiking. I hitchhiked. God. Got picked up by this guy who was so stoned, it was mind-boggling. Drops me off. He's like, hey, man, you want to buy me breakfast for the ride? And I'm like, well, I would, but I got to get to class. All right, man, maybe some other time. All right. And it smelled so bad. He had like six, the rearview mirror things, the fresheners, the air fresheners people used to have in the car.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, so that was a clue. Had a roach clip hanging from the thing.
Yeah.
All right. He's like, dude, give me your number. We'll get together. And, all right. So we go in. I present my thing. Do the whole thing, okay? I get an A on it. The guy, one of the reasons I got an A, because I was doing it at the TV station. The other kids were doing it in the, you know, the college studios. So I get an A on it, and he pulls me aside. He goes, John, now that was really great. I think you'd have a good future in this business, except for one thing. I go, what's that? He goes, don't you ever smoke pot before coming to my class again. True story.
Did he believe your story of the guy?
No, he did not. But what I'm saying is, it's so hot in Phoenix, you can't even believe it. And it's seared. It scarred my feet by walking around in flip-flops.
The low is like 90.
90 overnight low. One time we actually went out and played basketball at a park. It was 114, just so we could always say we played basketball in 114 degree heat.
I just, you know, and people talk about this dry heat, but I mean, it's just, it's crazy how hot that is. And I think, you know, you can live anywhere you want, but I don't know. The Midwest, like yesterday's weather, what was it, 75, 76?
And you know what? We get a lot of snow, but you know what? The snow always
goes.
I don't go crazy over shoveling snow. Like what we used to do all the time was just pank it down. That's all you got to do.
What is it called?
Pank it down.
Is that with your pasties? What does that mean?
Well, no, it's a Uper term. It's like instead of going crazy about, you know, shoveling and doing the whole thing and snow blowing all the time in your driveway, you pank her down. You get two ruts in the thing, and you just stay in those two ruts.
Lazy.
And no, it's not lazy. And then it freezes. I think it's environmentally sound.
Oh,
it is.
Get a good
snowblower. You know who's a big advocate of panking down? Kevin Borseth. And we'll be talking with somebody that'll back that up. Mind of the Mayor, back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW 97.9, 1590 AM. You can also live stream us, and we got the podcast working, all those kinds of things, right, Mr. Mayor?
We are. And we're picking up listeners, and thank you for your comments. And
didn't you have a lady call you last night and say...
I haven't talked to her in years.
How's the world's most pompous dog swimming lessons going?
Did she say that? She left out the pompous part.
Okay,
Are Milton's swimming lessons going? And it was obvious that she listens to our show, and I haven't talked to her in some time, and I was delighted by that. So, yes, I thought that was great. But it's nice the comments we're getting, and I think one of the reasons we're getting comments is we were hired by Civmec to kind of lean into the community a little bit and talk about what's best here in the greater Green Bay community. And we have a guest here that is part of why we're the best.
Absolutely.
And I want you to introduce
her.
And
one of the best college basketball programs in the Midwest,
right?
If not the country.
Probably.
Cassie Schiltz, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent. Star player for the University of Wisconsin-Green Bay women's basketball team. Coached by Kevin Borseth. Pride of Wakefield. Ever been to Wakefield?
No.
So Pride of Wakefield. And he would know what panking down is.
Okay, well, Eddie, that guy's
Kevin
awesome.
Would know what panking down is.
We are so lucky to have him here in our community. He's community-minded. He's out at events. And, you know, he's not like... he's just very involved in the community. And
we had a coach a couple of years ago, not women's, men's, who you never saw him other than game nights, right?
Right.
And just would not embrace the community. And I think that, I'll be honest with you, I think that hurt attendance for a couple of years.
It does. I mean, people, look, we're not that big of a community, a little over 100,000 here, but there's a lot of other communities out there. But, you know, we want to support, you know, we like to see the people win, but UWGB needs the support of the community, and we like when it's reciprocal. Like, you have a chancellor who's very involved. We've had a lot of great chancellors there, but Yeah, I'm happy to support, you know, women's basketball. We had the men's basketball coach on a couple weeks ago, and he's got high energy.
He's got some enthusiasm,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he does.
You've met him. Yeah, he's...
Briefly, yeah.
Right.
But I see him at the gym all the time, and he's got a lot of energy, and he's, I don't know, his team seems very motivated now.
Right. Yeah, we're excited about him. I mean, not the biggest name, but, you know, because they had a big name guy in who kind of fell flat. Yeah, we're excited, and we even know what his favorite pizza is in Green Bay. We're getting to know this guy a little bit better. So Johnny and I have tickets for the game, and we're going to be going and
should support. Should we quiz her to see if she's been listening to our show?
No, don't do that. So tell us, let's hear about you. What year are you? How's life? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I'm from Luxembourg. I actually just graduated in May with a business administration degree, and I have two more years of eligibility, so I am going to go to grad school this fall, and I'm going for a business management program. And yeah, so I'm still playing, and I'm super excited about this year. We got three new freshmen and a transfer in, so we're practicing this summer, and yeah, super excited.
Yeah, people think that, you know, the season's, you know, summer comes and these athletes can whatever. Practice is 7:30, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have lift at 7:30 right after this and then practice.
Yeah. You and I got to start lifting at 7:30. Yeah, right. Okay. Think about it.
Yeah, we'll think about it. So you graduated from UWGB this year with a degree in business administration.
Yes, I did.
What do you hope to do? Politics?
No.
Oh.
Well, it's...
That was your degree, right?
It was.
He teaches business at NWTC.
Really? I didn't know that.
And I may be teaching at your place, but I'm glad you're studying business because I think, I don't know, I have my own theory on that, but business is like really, really good. Some people are like, big business, and they get this reputation, and you know, the charity they do, the philanthropy, the education they give people. So you're going to get your master's degree though?
Yes.
Through the university?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like overall business management.
Nice.
Did you play AAU ball?
Yes, I did.
Who'd you play for?
Nick Levy.
Oh, okay. Because my good friend Ted Stefaniak is a big-time coach.
Yes, I know. Yes, I know Ted.
He had a bunch of players from that area. I think Jorgensen might have played for him.
Jenna played with me for flight.
Oh, she was with you guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she was.
Boy, you guys had some height then.
Yeah, we did.
In high school, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still do love coming to Luxembourg Casco to do those high school football games.
Yeah.
I mean, the community just comes out like crazy for their sports in Luxembourg Casco.
Oh, yeah. You guys love your sports.
Yeah.
You're taller than average.
What are you, about 6'1"?
Maybe 6 foot with shoes on.
Oh, are really?
Yeah. No, you're taller than that.
No, I'm not.
Well, Johnny, she's standing next to us, and Christy, right. She looks a little tall.
Fine.
Okay, I thought you were a little taller than that.
No, right. six foot's good.
All okay, right. And were you a big-time star? When did you really get into basketball?
When did I what?
Really get into basketball.
When I was really young. I have an older sister, so I watched her play basketball. We have a little basketball court in our basement at my parents' house. So
Nobody likes a bragger.
We grew up down there. She was always practicing, so then I started at a really young age, and then my mom was my coach. So,
cool.
Yeah, I really got into it, and then, yeah, it was a dream. I went to the GB games as a little kid because I grew up close by, and then...
Who was your favorite player?
That's a tough question.
They had so many. Seems like every
so many good
every
players.
Class would have one superstar, like
yeah,
borderline
sure.
WNBA or European
yeah.
professional. Mm. Every year there'd be somebody.
Yeah. I watched Maren Crocker a lot, and then she got drafted, and she's still playing overseas. So
the decision. So we have a lot of good high school athletic programs in Northeast Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and we like to recruit.
The girls' basketball around here is so underrated for how good it is. It's incredible.
But my point was going to be there's a lot of talent that comes from Northeast Wisconsin.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was the decision difficult to go to GB? I mean, you seem pretty bright. Did you look at other schools, or was that just like
this? Pretty bright.
You seem really bright.
You seem really bright.
You seem really bright.
Wow.
Oh,
you're
getting
your master's. If you're only saying she's pretty bright, what would I do?
I know.
I mean, this is on a scale here.
No, it was always my dream to go to GB.
It was.
But
cool.
When I didn't have an offer from them right away, I looked around at other schools. So, yeah, I went on visits to other schools first. And then when I knew I could come to Green Bay, it was like a week decision. And I was committed since like my sophomore year of high school.
Wow.
Isn't it fun making some of those road trips? You know, I did the men's games for like 13 years or something, and just like went to Hawaii twice, Alaska twice. I mean, those are, I mean, it's just, you want to talk about, you know, a bonding type thing with everybody in the program.
Yeah.
Aren't they great? Those
trips? They are. We went to Florida last year and it was super fun.
Yeah.
Especially traveling with Coach Borseth.
I'll bet.
Oh, I bet. Imagine. I bet he's a pretty good guy to travel with though, right?
He's awesome. He's so funny.
Right.
All right, we're going to send her a quick break. Stick around. Back with more. Cassie Schultz, star ball player. Would you be a power forward or three?
I'm a guard.
You're a guard?
Yeah, hey,
you're
I'm
like,
not
you're
a
like
forward.
You're like 6'4".
No.
Anyway, gotcha. You're lying about your height. Why do women lie about their height? Right. Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here on a Tuesday morning. Segment brought to you by the 101 Club, a great place to go for lunch. Salads bigger than your head. That's got to be their new motto. Salads bigger than your head.
It comes up. Yeah, I think you can come up with something better than that.
I think that's
great salad, great service.
Everybody knows what you're talking about when you have a salad bigger than your head.
Yeah, well,
it's phenomenal.
I like their service.
And unbelievable, unbelievable cheesecake.
Yes.
Yes. Phenomenal stuff.
We have a great guest here, future mayor of Green Bay.
Oh, I like that.
So, I mean, look, you're obviously very talented. You're getting your master's degree. You enjoy the program at GB. And
yes.
It was in... You like the coaching staff, the environment?
Yes, I love
and, it. And you live downtown. So,
yes.
And we want talent like you, right? We want that. I know I should have asked you how tall you are. Can I ask you how old you are? Or is that it?
No, I'm 22.
You're 22.
Yes.
Okay. You live downtown.
Yes.
On the City Deck Landing.
Yes.
Your thoughts. I love hearing from 22-year-olds because you're our future.
I just moved down here this past year with my sister, and the City Deck Landing has been amazing. I mean, we can walk anywhere to a restaurant to just go on the water. Our parents pick us up in front out on the boat some days and we just ride around. Yeah. And I mean, going on the city deck to just relax and like hang out with friends it's awesome living down here. I love it.
That cities, communities, they need to invest in their downtowns to attract people like you because mm-hmm. we talked as much as we love UWGB and the education is good. Not the most dynamic campus I've ever been to. Well, you couldn't have said that. Oh, now you're going to let me hang out here? Well, let me just say.
I don't know what you're talking about. Where did that come from? Wow, as a 16-year mayor of this city?
I love
my
the school.
Goodness.
Johnny, I said I love the school.
Okay. All right,
that's
hang
funny
on.
At break time. Just everybody's like chiming in like, oh, man, it's out in the sticks. Okay,
would you mind? We got to talk to somebody here.
Oh, listen, man.
We got to talk to someone. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, are you back on the air?
Yes.
What station are you on? I don't even know.
Oh, wow. Well, you're live on the air. WGBW, this is UW Green Bay women's basketball coach Kevin Borseth.
Oh, wow.
And it's Mino and the mayor. Remember Mr. Mayor
Mino
Jim Schmidt?
Mino and the mayor. All yes. Right. Who's the mayor?
Jim Schmidt.
I've met you, coach. Thank you for all you're doing.
He's
for
easily
our
forgettable,
committee.
Coach.
Yes. Johnny reminds me of that. Well,
that's
welcome. You're on.
What's the topic this morning?
Well, okay, here's the deal. So, even before thinking about Cassie being on the show, and she actually lives right here. We're in the we're downtown, and she actually lives right up above us here. So that's where we corralled her to come in. But here's the deal. So we were talking about, you know, long story short, you know how my things go; they're pretty long. And but we're talking about how hot it is in Phoenix, and when I lived in Phoenix when I was going to Arizona State, and all those kind of things. I said, but you know, up here, I mean, there's flooding all over the rest of the world in this heat. I said, we get snow, and it's like, who cares? Snow melts. I said, I've never been one of those guys that goes insane over, oh my God, my driveway has to be clear of every speck of snow. We have to shovel. We have to snowblow it. And I said, what we would do is we would just pank it down. And the mayor says, what does that mean? Pank it down. I said, well, you get two ruts pretty much and they freeze and you don't have. And he goes, well, that seems lazy. I said, no, it's not lazy. And I said, I'm gonna get a guy in this show.
Oh, four-wheel drive.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, four-wheel drive.
Explain panking her down, coach.
Pank. You pank down the snow.
Yeah.
You pank it down.
Yeah.
You pank it. You get it down and get it up. Just pank it down. Yeah, that's a UP word. Yeah, we don't plow. We just put it in four-wheel drive and drive over the top of it and pank it down.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Right? Oh, my God. So
not that hard. It's really easy.
It's environmentally sound.
I'm talking.
Yeah.
So I'm interviewing one of your star athletes here. Johnny gets up and leaves. I thought, oh, mate, another bathroom break. But he goes and gets you on the phone to prove me wrong.
Yes.
Oh, man. Talented coach, we'd like to get you on and talk about the UWGB program. But since you're on here talking about Pank It Down, how's the season look for you? You sure have a great athlete here that we've been interviewing.
A great representative in every way.
I mean, man.
Honor roll every year, right, Cassie?
Smart.
Yeah.
Every year, top honors every year.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, no, Cassie, she's wanted to be on our program since she was a little one.
Right.
And this is kind of, I think, a dream come true for her. And obviously is taking advantage of the opportunity and doing a great job. So we're lucky to have her.
No, lucky to have
Coach,
you, too.
Coach, I think she's taller than 5'11 or 6 feet, though, because she towers over Jim and I, and I am almost 5'10.
So. I'm not.
So you're 5'8"?
No, I know. What's that? Wow. Oh, my God. Coach, some
you're
of your people
have... You're a shooter, Mino.
I'm a shooter, absolutely.
You're a shooter.
Absolutely. Oh, by the way, you know what else Jim has never heard of? Because he works at the community shelter, too, feeding the homeless. I said, we'll do a pasty dinner. And he's like, what's that? What's that? Is that some kind of a pastry?
We
it's
have
like,
no, pasties it's a at the game.
Do you?
Our Uper game.
For the Uper game,
yeah.
That's right. Explain to him what a pasty is, Coach.
I know what it is, Coach. He's been talking about it since we teamed up on this program. But the UP has a lot of unique things that I'm being educated on now that John Mino and I are co-hosting this program. And
you just can't move up there either. John and I are both on the council.
That's right.
you're not getting up there.
Yeah, there's got to be like a test, a knowledge test. Like, what do you wear on your head when it's really cold in the winter?
Yeah, that's right.
What is it, Coach? Go ahead.
I don't know. Chuck? What do you wear?
A chuck. I mean, okay. Yeah. We'll upgrade.
Swampers or boots.
Cromer or a Cromer, one of the two.
Cromer?
We're going to have another. Listen, we're going to have another Uper night this year. We're playing Northern Michigan.
Oh, no kidding.
We're playing Northern Michigan. Another Uper night. I know a couple of years ago I was able to talk our ticket office into having the price being $9.06.
906?
906.
Sir, area code.
Wow.
I even put that together.
They are just so sophisticated
up
there.
If you get a flannel, we're going to put you in a drawing for something special, but you got to come in a flannel, though.
Coach said if he goes to the Sweet 16 this year, he's getting 906 tattooed on his neck. Coach said, remember you said that one time, Coach?
I ain't big into tattoos, buddy.
Well, the flannel won't be. John will not have to go shopping, I can guarantee you.
Oh,
that.
Wow. Here we go.
He's got it right here.
Well, anyway, Coach, we just wanted to call and say hello to you.
Yeah. Coach, thanks for for clarifying and going on John's side, making me wrong again. But, Coach, we're really
I'm going to start tuning in to you boys. What's the call numbers again?
97.9.
97.9. I'll be tuning in.
All right, Coach. We're going to have you on.
Hey, Coach, do you have a hunting dog at all?
No, I didn't have a dog. I have kids.
Did you ever have a dog growing up?
Well, my dad had one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a couple of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandma had one. Hey,
Coach.
It's kind of a normal thing.
Exactly. Everybody in the UP has dogs. Hey, Coach, you ever know of anybody in the UP having to take their dog to swimming lessons?
No.
Coach, you're laughing at me. Now, I take my dog to swimming lessons.
Our dogs know how to swim.
Do you throw them off the dock and swim to shore, right, Coach?
Mine was, John's like, throw them off the dock. I'm like, I would never, my dog goes to swimming lessons, and now I know. he picks on me, Coach. So I want to get you on here because we need to upgrade the show a little bit. So thank you for coming on, Coach. We're going to talk to you.
You guys are beauties. Good luck, fellas.
We want you to be a regular. Thanks, Coach B.
All right.
Take care, buddy. See ya. Kevin Borisov joining us. So there you go.
And you like the guy?
Love him.
Oh, he's impossible not to love
him. He's such a great guy. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean he doesn't yell at me, but he's hilarious.
Well, you know what? It's one of those things, though, too. You know, there are some coaches that, you know, they're off the court, they're one way, and then on the court, they're another way. I think he is as good. Him and Dick Bennett were kind of that same kind of way. They really, really, really care for the players so much that part of their persona on the court and everything is because they want these players to play so well. They want them to succeed. They want them to play as good as they know they can play. Both of those, but yet the most nicest guys off the court possible.
Yes. Yeah. So nice. So family oriented. Cares about us on the court, but also off the court. And yeah, just a great person.
And Coach Porter is the best, but that new coach, that men's basketball coach, t- talked about that too, Johnny, when we had him on here, that he knows the X's and O's of the game, but he really is going to be engaged with these players' success. And I think that's true coaching.
Yeah,
and
that's
glad you guys hire those kind of coaches, or that whoever hires them.
So did you guys used to beat Ted Stefaniak's team all the time in AAU?
I don't remember. We played a lot of tournaments like in like Georgia and like just like super far away.
He
like,
said Minneapolis had the tallest girls he's ever seen.
Yeah, Minneapolis had a lot of tall girls. They make me look short.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the big, probably Norwegians or Swedes or something over there.
Totally that.
And they are, that's a tall breed.
Yeah, that is. That.
Well, us Italians aren't a tall breed.
No, in nor.
Well, Germans, I'm surprised. A lot of Germans are pretty tall. What is that? What was the thin thing for?
We're moving on.
What did that?
Tell us, I want to know about what your plans are. Are you going to play for another year, maybe two, or what are your plans?
Yeah, so I have two more years of eligibility, and right now the plan is to be in grad school for about a year and a half, and then, the plan is to play all the years that I can, make the most of it, and then after that, I could go into coaching. I could maybe play overseas if that's an opportunity.
I think that'd be awesome.
Wow. I think it would be cool to experience, but yeah, I'm open to anything. I mean, I have a business degree, so I can really go any route, but I love coaching. We do a lot of youth camps at school, so I'm down to do anything.
That's awesome.
That's phenomenal.
Young, 22 years old, you got the whole future in front of you. We just hope you keep Green Bay as part of your...
No, I love Green Bay. Okay. Yeah,
you know one of the guys we had on here about a week or so ago is helps with the wrestling program at Luxembourg Casco. It's an amazing story. He lost a leg in Afghanistan, Brian Eich, and he helps out with the wrestling, and his son wrestles there and everything like that. Yeah. And that's, I mean, talk about a sport that's legendary, that area, wrestling in Luxembourg Casco.
Yeah,
holy cow, are they tough?
Someone else who chose to stay here, live here. So we're can somebody get the door here.
Yep,
just
get
guest is coming in. But yeah, we're glad you're here, and we want to keep us posted on, you know, what's going on in at the university, what's going on in your college, in your basketball game. But really, we're interested in what you're going to do. I'm telling you that Mayor's thing, don't let that get away from you. You've got the personality to do it.
And Jim
thank you
is
so
a
much.
Fervent believer. One of the things they have to do here is keep the talent. Keep the young professionals in town.
That's
the future of Green Bay.
That's why we built the place you're living in, and that's why a lot of communities are doing it. It's a competitive world out there, right?
Yes.
And as mayors, we act like we like everybody, but, you know, we really... Yeah.
Don't act like you like me.
Well, that's not everybody.
Wow, way to fake it in the morning, Jim. Wow.
But you really got to develop an environment where you're happy, where you can meet people, where we focus a little bit more on the arts and music and... you know, we obviously need a good university and a good infrastructure, but creating an environment and retaining talent, that's the challenge every mayor has. And we're trying to do it here in Green Bay, and, you know, Fond du Lac's doing a good job, and Appleton is obviously doing pretty well, but thank you for being part of it. You're a good example for the city.
Thank you so much.
GB has a pretty good, they must have a pretty good mentor program, because I know so many people that play sports there and then turn out to have fantastic careers. Cordero Barkley,
yes,
who's huge with what he does in the community, and there are so many of them that really, it's really cool.
They take care of you. You have your coaches, you have Coach Klein. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but he's one of the greatest guys ever. There's just a lot of people that want to help you.
And that's the thing. You need that. You need that mentor program. And I think that, what was the overall team GPA for the women this past year?
Coach said it was like a 3.7 something or 8 something.
So basically an A.
So
A
pretty good. Yeah.
For the entire team.
Yeah.
You know, normally you'll have a couple of guys on the team for one reason. Get that GPA.
Yeah.
And I'm not even kidding about that, because they look at the team GPAs, and you know those kids sometimes you see at the end of the bench who cheering hard and they don't get in?
Like you.
Okay, it's fine. But I did not have a high GPA to bring the team up. Trust me. Although I still think I had a B average.
No, you didn't. You had a 2.75, Johnny. That's not B.
That is not B.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Jeez. I thought that was a
Can
B
you
minus.
This guy? No,
what
it's
about
not.
2.76?
No.
If you round it off.
I feel like that's at least in the C's.
It's just, it
really?
Is, when you transition.
I always said I was a B minus student.
Yeah, that's because your mom told you you could say that.
But no.
When you hit the 3, you start with the B. Right?
Really?
So 3.1 is B.
I've never been below the 3s.
Right.
So
never.
I'm not sure.
Well, you might not have taken hard classes.
Oh
my God.
I had advanced general math.
Advanced general?
Mm-hmm. Woodshop 2.
Advanced
woodshop
general.
Woodshop 2?
Yes,
is that lipstick
woodshop.
On a pig or what? Advanced general math. I've never heard
What about like AP statistics?
Oh, I had statistics. I had stats.
You can't even say
in
it.
College. I had stats in college.
Right.
Hardest class I've ever had in my lifetime.
That is hard. I believe
in my
it.
Lifetime. That so get hard. This. Quick story. Can I tell you a quick story?
Better be quick.
I was going to flunk it. Okay, but I was getting the lowest C humanly possible, and I was lost. And I got offered a job, my first TV job in little Twin Falls, Idaho, middle of the semester. And he said, well, we can't hold it. But so it's like, it's so hard to get a job, much less I was going to be sports director at this TV station, okay? So the stats professor said, hey, I'll just send you the stuff as we go. And, you know, it's like, oh, God. So it's right near Christmas. I called him. I said, hey, professor, I don't know where you're sending that. I didn't get anything. He goes, oh, man. Dude, I forgot. He goes, would you be really ticked off if I just gave you the grade you had when you left here? I'm like, oh. Okay.
Let me get this champagne bottle.
So that's how I got my C minus in stats.
It nice. Worked.
There you go. Cassie right. Schultz, what a pleasure having you here. Don't be a song.
Oh, God, John.
Do you like my singing?
No, not at all.
Could I have been a barbershop guy?
Not at all. All right. Welcome back.
Hang on.
It's April, my window. I watch her as she passes by.
Little Temptations, Just My Imagination, 1968.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy.
We're going to shift gears here. Welcome back.
Do you think I could sing professionally?
Not at all. Mine Own the Mayor, WGBW, downtown Green Bay. Thanks for listening in. What a great guest.
Cassie Schultz, along with Coach Borseth. Jason's shaking his head back. They're like, stop singing.
Anyway, yeah, she's a great guest, and it's going to be fun to watch her. She's 22 years old, and... going to get a master's degree.
She's going to do great things in business.
She is, and great things.
She'll be one of the leaders in Green Bay.
She will. And it's nice to retain that talent.
Yes. That's why I've stayed here.
Okay. Let me shift gears. I'm trying to get serious.
Okay, go ahead.
Not serious.
Right. Yes.
So as you listeners know, and
we're eclectic.
Yeah. Our job here, we were hired because the people who hired us, Civic Media, said, look, there's kind of a void in local talent and not local talent, local information. Could you guys, engage with the community? So we've done that. We have some great guests. But part of a great community takes, a partnership with the state. And we reached out to a couple of our state representatives, and we will be a nonpartisan program here. We're not going to go left or right. We want to just talk about what's good for Northeast Wisconsin, what's good for Green Bay, what's good for Fond du Lac, Oshkosh, Appleton, Marinette. And a friend of mine is John Mocco. He is a state representative who works very hard. I don't agree with him on everything, but what I do like about him is we agree on good customer service, and no one has his office better than John Mocco. He's been elected 5 times to the state representative. As you know, we have 99 state representatives in the state, 33 senators. John serves on some important committees, and kind of like any organization, sometimes it's a smaller group of people that do all the heavy lifting. And he's one of those guys that serves on joint finance, the Ways and Means. He actually chairs Ways and Means Committee. And they put a budget together. And the budget, as you know, is $62 billion. And a year. And it was just approved and signed by the governor. And I called Johnny and I said, look, I called the representative and said, look, I'd like you to come on and tell us, how do we benefit here in Northeast Wisconsin? And as busy as he is, he's out in Salt Lake City. It's an hour earlier out there. And he said, look, I can call in tomorrow. And I'm like, that would be great. So welcome, Representative Mino. We're glad you're on the line with us.
Representative who?
I mean, Representative Mockle. Oh, my God. Boy, my story, John. Well, you're both John. Yeah. You're two totally different people.
I like the sound of that. Representative Mino. I like the sound of that.
Nah, I don't know. We'll stick with Mockle.
Wow.
Welcome.
Hi, John.
I'm a really good friend. I'm a really good friend, and I can't even remember his name.
Okay. It is a little early, but earlier where you are. Anyway, how is...
Earlier where I am. You're absolutely right. It's an hour early. We're out here in Salt Lake City. I just want to touch on one thing. I mean, we're out here at some training. As everybody knows, I got, you know, God wasn't done with me yet, and I got remarried to a wonderful woman named Lynn. And we're opening a store. We're actually going to be opening two stores here and then two stores down in Appleton. So I've got an idea, that win-win here, you guys. Let's get Kathy to be to work with Lynn. We would love to have a person like her. She sounded so dynamic, so excited, so energetic. She's got a business degree. And my wife played basketball. Oh. In fact, she was. We were going to my granddaughter's basketball team. You know, and I know nothing about sports. I can't dribble and walk at the same time. And so she's explaining to me how what boxing out means. I have no idea. You know, I have no idea. I thought you scored 7 points for a basket. She said, no, that's football, John. And so anyway, Kathy should come to work for Lynn. That's
right. Outstanding. Right, we'll put you in touch. That's right. Great.
We're opening the 1st of September.
What kind of store is it?
Actually, it's two franchises. They're, it really dovetails nicely with what's going on in the world today. So one's called Uptown Cheapskate, and the other is going to be called Kid to Kid. There's about 200 of those stores coast to coast, and we're going to try and build out Wisconsin for them.
So, awesome. Fantastic. Anyway.
That's great. Well, congrats on that.
Very excited.
So you're in Salt Lake City. How's your weather?
Oh, it's hideous. This is high desert. People need to realize. Now, first of all, I'm an avid skier. I've been on the ski patrol. You know, I've been skiing since I was a little kid, so I'm a pretty good skier. And so what's nice about it in the wintertime is you can go up into the mountains and you can ski up at Deer Valley, which I like because there's no, they don't allow snowboarders there. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of a diehard ski guy. So Deer Valley's awesome. And you can ski in the morning and then come down here to the city and golf in the afternoon. Wow. It's a very weird climate. It's considered high desert. So anyway, it was 106 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
And,
Johnny and I were,
I was just talking, I used to live north of there, Twin Falls, Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
And same type of thing. You'd go skiing on a Sunday afternoon, it'd just be phenomenal skiing up in the mountains up there. And then you come down, it'd be 65 and sunny. It was, I loved that climate out there. Yeah. But the summers just get nasty.
Yeah.
It's pretty arid. Like I say, it's high desert. I wouldn't trade Wisconsin for anything. No, I mean, as we sit and look at, you know, what retirement means and where would we want to live? I mean, I love the water. I love the change of seasons. I love the greenery. And then you just simply have to embrace all the seasons. I mean, if you sit around all winter and mope, then, you probably aren't going to enjoy it, but we enjoy winter. Like I say, we ski.
And we were just yesterday, was it 74 degrees? We were
all beautiful day at Oneida Golf,
and we just had a great day. So, hey, I want to, we're going to talk to you a little bit. Go ahead, John.
The break's going to be in about a minute and a half.
Okay.
So just to give you a warning, John, it's going to be hitting a break, and then we'll keep you on after the break, okay? To explain
what I want to do is just clarify a couple of things, though, you guys. I do not sit in joint finance. I am chair of the tax committee, though, the Ways and Means Committee, so literally charged with the ways and means of generating the revenue it takes to run the state of Wisconsin. I've also been, and I've done that for 6 years now. I am the vice chair of the Joint Audit Committee, so that's a big, pretty significant committee, both made up of Senate and Assemblymen jointly, and we audit whatever we need to and want to throughout the state, and we keep things running efficiently. And then as a sideline, for the last 6 years, I've been chairman of the Budget and Revenue and State and Local Tax Task Force for the National Council of State Legislators. So that's a national position. So that's what I actually
do. So you took all that knowledge and wrapped it around the state budget, and we want to talk to you about that after the break. And as I mentioned to you, I guess I emailed to you, specifically, what good for the Green Bay community, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, and you said it's a good budget, and I also want to talk about...
Yeah, a lot of good stuff. A lot of good stuff, Jim. You would love being mayor right now. It's a lot of good stuff for Brown County and your listening area.
We're going to talk about...
I'd be glad to go over that.
We're going to talk about it right after the break at WGBW, 1590 AM, 97.9 FM. We're going to be back with State Representative John Mocco. Stick around.
Not State Representative John Mino?
No.
He's not good? Deep six, am I ready?
And him too. We're bringing...